As a disclaimer up front, before heading up with this episode. If truth is not your desire, if truth is not what you're capable of, and by accident you came to this episode interested in another entertainment or in another illusion, let me just trigger warn you that might not be for you. Yet it is about you to discover. Your abilities to adhere with simple truth. The topic today is autism. Now, there are many specialists around the world over time who proclaim to understand autism. What makes it fascinating to an autist is that these people are typicals, which read about autism, but are incapable to experience it. Neither have the ability through neuroplasticity to come to the effect of autism, which is actually possible given the evidence of neuroplasticity within the brain. So one can be typical and can be at the same time autistic. A view we will dive into. An experience that is obvious, at least to the autist. I let the typicals try to find out if they find a way to understand it, perhaps even grasp it. Now let me express it in a very simple way. When does an autist observes autism taking place? That's actually a topic only few have ever touched. Let me give you the dissolution, which will serve all these so-called experts with a possible solution. The difference will be those who are serious will explore it, and those unserious, well, they will do as it's usually done. They will marginalize it. But the beauty is, either or, it just reveals who they are. So it's okay, actually. In the context just expressed. A human who is utterly free, capable of sensibility, capable of these innate abilities to see the world as it is, beyond the masks, beyond any standardization, normalization, which is perceived and experienced not by limitation, but through the limitation as a force and very violent mental act towards a human being. The autist reveals only autism within an environment of typicality. Now let me perhaps repeat that differently, because that is not very common to hear, especially not from specialists. Listen very carefully, attentive, and present again. Autism only reveals in an environment of typicality. Otherwise, the autist does not necessarily make a loud mark. Now, there are different shapes and different forms and stages, if one would like to call it so. The word is not the thing. That might defer the great of the spectrum. But this would inquire a very in-depth education, an in-depth understanding, which a global evidence is there that this is not necessarily common sense, common education, or any common to social dynamics. So let's try to catch this just on top of the iceberg before getting any deeper. If an autist reveals autism only in an environment where there is typicality, normality, what does this say about typicality and normality? In the contrast that actually the autist is seen as disabled. And not just seen, it is actually described as such. But if one turns it around and says that only reveals where there is normality and typicality, and the fundamental understanding of such typicality and normality can only be made by compromising, by limiting, by hallucinating, by pretending to be something one is not. Widely common as self-understanding or personality. For those not familiar with the true meaning of these words, I invite you just to open a dictionary. And suddenly it reveals what it truly means. So that's not the speaker defining the word newly. It's just using the word for what it stands. Well, is then the autist itself disabled? Is autism a disability? It's a fair question to ask suddenly with that vision. Now, if you put everything as a whole instead of dissecting it, could it possibly be that the autist is actually only suffering autism, a disability apparently, because typicality and normality, therefore society as a stance, disables such individuals. Therefore the word of disabled comes along. Now this is not just a word play, it's actually a word play to invite an open mind beyond the constraints but now what does that mean if that might be true? Now as an autist I can through 36 years of own experience with sanity and clarity say it is true. Because that's true. Not because the speaker says so. It's because the speaker has never seen any other. It has heard any other. It has been shown the illusionary practices covered up in lies with a pretentious and actually inhuman way of forcing such illusionary, non-evident or present within truth methods or diagnosis, which somewhat is funny, since it's coming by people who can't even, with the best intention, grasp a slight experience of such. Now, as an artist, L'Enfant Yvon has only one desire, is to uncover all of that nonsense. Trying at least. To give it some sense. But that's as well, truthfully, just a waste of time. Because given this way of observation about what is actually going on versus the reality, and for those who still haven't understood it, another way to repeat what has been said from the very beginning. If someone under the impression and identification of typical or normal, which is nothing else than a result of suppression, compression, marginalization and deceptive practice, even worse, proclaiming to be a specialist in a domain or a field of something they can't even touch or come close to it, trying to forcefully, in the different means they are, explaining those individuals who are free of that, just capable of mirroring, having learned to have to do so. Otherwise, they get deeply attacked in their truthful being. Which is actually without any ethics, without any moral. Because the very practice of what the speaker as artist, therefore artist, describes is constant ulterior marginalization of its dignity, covered up in words like rules, frameworks, normality, typicality, society. And the artist can see it's untrue. And yet it has to suffer the lie above the truth. If there is even one out there that finds only one evidential explanation why such individuals' dignity can be put in quest, even though there is so much evidential knowledge out there, deeper understandings, then perhaps normality might be a thing. But as long this is not heard under those conditions, it is just indigenous of all these individuals just to sustain their self. You don't need to believe me. Don't even try to learn from me. Explore it directly, using actual intelligence for what it is. Au revoir.